The National Treasury Employees Union has rolled out a public media campaign aimed to make people feel good about the work feds do. It features TV and radio spots like this one.
Who can we turn to?
To watch over our food supply.
To safeguard our bank deposits.
To protect our water and the air we breathe.
The answer, of course, is federal workers, whose responsibilities, pay, and retirement could be slashed in legislation that's being discussed now on Capitol Hill. NTEU National President Colleen Kelly says, with a threatened government shutdown in April, a potential default now on U.S. obligations, and a Congress that wants smaller government, these are, quote, most challenging times for federal workers.
They want fewer federal employees with lower pay, paying more for their pension and their health insurance. They want smaller federal agencies. They want to seriously cut agencies to the tune of 10 or 15% of the workforce. They do not value or respect federal employees or the work that they do, and they're not focused on the critical delivery of services that comes from the federal government.
With this public media campaign, Kelly says she hopes the public will get the message and stand up for federal workers, then take their concerns to lawmakers. Her counterpart at the American Federation of Government Employees, John Gage, says the various congressional plans to slash federal pay, reduce the workforce, and make feds pay more for their pensions are unprecedented.
Everything's on the table, which makes me kind of sick. I mean, I really have a, I just can't believe in this depression that we're in, that they're cutting salaries, working people's salaries and working people's pensions, and it's I think it's a terrible way to go. I just can't wrap my arms around the whole idea of it.
Like the Treasury Union, the AFGE is also hoping voters will tell their congresspeople to go easy on federal workers. Gage says his union is holding demonstrations in freshman lawmakers' home districts.
It's just not good enough to say, well, small government. We don't like government, you know, and it's just not good enough. And we're going to try to ask very specific questions to the local media about the congressman's particular views on things when it comes to these essential services. So that's what we're trying to do. It's a tough league.
Gage sent an email to union members earlier this week asking them to contact Senate leaders directly. Neither Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid nor Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have responded to Federal News Radio's request for comment. The unions say not enough lawmakers are talking to them either. But the one thing they're sure about is that all the different proposals by House and Senate members seem to place the bullseye on federal workers. The following are just some of the ideas floating around the Capitol: requiring workers to contribute more of their pay to their pensions, basing federal retirement money on the highest 5-year salary rather than the highest 3, and slashing benefits for new federal hires. Unions aren't getting much reassurance from the executive branch either. Last week, a coalition of 21 federal unions sent a letter to the Office of Management and Budget and the Treasury asking for clarity should Congress fail to raise the federal debt ceiling. Would workers be furloughed? Would there be a shutdown? And how would retirement plans be affected? But so far, no response. NTEU's Colleen Kelly says, in the worst-case scenario, there could be a mass exodus of federal workers.
There are many employees who are eligible to retire and who love what they do and they believe in what they do. And as long as they feel like they're being treated fairly, they're going to keep doing it. But if a lot of these proposals actually happen, I think it will drive many in the federal workforce out. And unfortunately, those in Congress who do not value and respect federal employees want exactly that.
Which is why the unions say this battle over federal pay and benefits is a long one and will outlast the current struggle over the federal debt ceiling. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.